The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Great Southern Restaurant Group.
Good morning. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to my friends from Great Southern Restaurant Groups. We've got Taylor and Lauren here today. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year. How are y'all?
Good.
Yeah.
Life is good in the Great Southern world.
I'm still waking up pretty tired in 2021.
Hey, I heard that. It does feel new, though, doesn't it? Like, we left 2020 behind us. We are moving forward. There's fun stuff to look forward to. And I imagine, though, that y'all are probably catching up, because if anyone was listening, if you caught our last couple of shows, y'all were busy.
We were busy. And we're grateful for everybody that came to the restaurants to celebrate. We're so thankful for the community and how much support they give us.
Absolutely.
And so how did it all go? How, like, all the different dining options, the holidays, people could do grab and go. Was it awesome?
Yeah.
It was really good.
Really good. And we touched on this last month as we were doing grab and go, you know, before COVID times.
Yeah.
So it's something, you know, we've been doing for a while, but it just happened to just work out perfectly with the COVID times too. So
that is very true. That's a great point. This wasn't a necessity out of COVID. This was something you'd already started, and you just sort of perfected the art and science as it went along. And as we have discussed, someone who is not a huge fan of cooking, greatly appreciate that was an option on the table do that. And so we were just chatting a little bit right before the show about my delightful evening yesterday. I had a chance to stop by Angelina's and have, actually two things. So first was, we went there on New Year's Eve. My future and father-in-law, it was his birthday.
Fine.
Or on New Year's Day. And it was amazing. We did the whole shebang. We did the wine. We did the appetizers. We did that bread.
You gotta do the whole shebang.
It's amazing. It was so good. Then we're back yesterday, so like a week later or something like that, because we couldn't stay away, because some of our friends that live at Southtown are like, you got to try this happy hour. Is the pizza, and you get a bottle of wine.
Super Tuscan
pizza,
Tuesday.
Wine. You can't go wrong.
You can't. $25, any pizza.
It was
with
so good.
Your choice of a red or a white Tuscan wine.
It was so amazing. And I was telling y'all, we're doing dry January in our house, and we were able to take the wine with us. We didn't open it there. We didn't, didn't partake in the moment. We each got our own pizza, so we each got a bottle of wine.
I love that. That's something that I would do.
I was
for sure. Absolutely.
Because I'm like, well, red or white, and it's a red that I like and a white that I like. So I was like, and my wonderful fiance Zach, he's a chocolate milk drinker, not an alcohol drinker. So
that's okay.
Like, okay.
More for you.
Exactly. I was like, Valentine's Day is gonna be awesome.
So funny. Chocolate milk drinker.
He'll tell you if you're like, what's your drink of choice? Chocolate milk. Maybe Ovaltine on a healthy day. So it was
so funny.
More for me, but it was so awesome, because we also were like, well, which pizza do we want? And our server was like, well, you should just try a few. So we, like, I think each of us around the table got but one each, maybe, and then had. So I'm gonna have some awesome pizza for lunch. I went for the margarita. It is so good.
You can't go wrong with a classic.
Did not disappoint, for sure. So shout out to Angelina's for doing that Super Tuscan Tuesday. And we also walked right in. Like, there was, you know, we didn't do a wait or anything like that. It was super convenient. We were there pretty early, I think like 5:15, 5:30.
That was very much a win-win situation for you.
It was awesome. That's and then I knew I was talking to you all this morning. So I was like,
whoever's listening, bring your favorite chocolate milk drinker and then just get your own bottle.
That's right. And be like, well, I'll just take care of it for you. I'll just, don't worry about it. I'll bring it home. So that's one thing I know that is awesome that's going on. What else is happening in the Great Southern Restaurants world?
Well, I'll talk about our first event for January over at Fish House is actually tomorrow, and it is our Atlas Beverage class. It always is funny. Whenever we come do the show, we always have it the next day. So it's always the first Thursday of the month. And if you've never heard of our Atlas Beverage classes, the whole goal with these events is to kind of showcase what our local area has to offer in the beverage community. I'm sure I say this every time you turn around, it's booming.
Yes.
COVID times or not, it's booming. Every time you turn around, there's a new brewery, a winery, a distillery, what have you. So this month we are featuring Good People Brewing Co. Based out of Birmingham. I love that name, Good People.
I was going to say, I haven't heard of that one. Okay, based out of Birmingham. Good People
based
in
out of,
Birmingham.
Yes. We have two times for the class. one at 5 and one at 7. The cost per person is $25. And what you'll get is we're going to have, I believe it's the owner that's coming tomorrow, and he's going to come talk to you, kind of give you that behind the scenes, kind of cool information. We love when we are able to have our reps there, but actually having somebody who's a part of that everyday process is kind of the cool parts about these events. So you'll get 4 courses, and they're kind of tapas style. The first one's going to be paired with the Good People IPA and spiced red lentil dip with grilled flatbread.
Ooh.
You'll also be tasting the Snake Handler Double IPA. That's going to be paired with bangers and mash and onion gravy. Okay, forgive me. I'm going to try to say this at 9 a.m. The Muchacho Mexican Style Lager. And that's going to be paired with mini chimichangas, salsa verde, and finished with queso. And then we'll also be tasting the brown ale. And that's going to be paired with the chocolate chai floating island served with orange cranberry biscotti.
Yum, chimichangas.
Chimichangas.
I'll say it as a muchacho. What is a
muchacho Mexican lager?
Mexican lager. That does sound good.
It does.
Wow.
Cute names. They came up with some good people. Came up with some cute names.
Good right. People came up with some good names.
They must have good people there.
So that's tomorrow. Like I said, we have one at 5 and one at 7. We have plenty of availability for both. We're going to be sitting out on the deck in the heated covered tent. So if you want to come hang out with us, please do. To make a reservation for that, you'll actually be calling me. My number is 850-287-0200. Or you can shoot me an email, taylor@goodgrits.com. And then I'll go over February, too, just because why not?
Yeah.
February 4th, we're going to be featuring Props Brewery, which is based out of Fort Walton Beach.
Yes. Okay. Now, them I know. Right there when yes. You're going over the bridge.
Yep.
And they're under the Brooks Bridge. Maybe
something
question mark.
Like
that little one. That one on the way to Harbor Walk, yeah.
But that's going to be February 4th, and we have availability for that one as well. So for that one, we are going to be featuring their Dos Pilotos. Lots of big words this morning.
I like it.
Dos Pilotos Cerveza, their Blueberry Pilsner Flying Coffin IPA, and their Blonde Bomber Ale. So for that one, same way to make a reservation through me, taylor@goodgrits.com.
And that one's February 4th, is
correct.
That right?
Yes. Okay. It's always the first Thursday of the month.
That's right. That's the easiest way to remember. First Thursday.
Thursday for the classes.
You can taste some new stuff. You can learn some new terms,
yeah.
Beer names. And
hang out and eat and drink.
What's not to love? I love this. First Thursday. And I appreciate that you mentioned that it's outdoors and the tents are heated, so it's safe and warm.
Because I believe we might be expecting a little bit of rain tomorrow, but no worries.
Oh, yeah. That's
heated
right.
And covered.
Yes. Perfect.
But yeah, I mean, and honestly, too, it's chilly. It's been a little chilly, but it's not too chilly. So the days in the next few coming months when it starts to warm up a little bit, it's the best. Hanging out there on the deck, watching the sunset. Having a little
water view.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can't go wrong.
There have been some gorgeous sunsets. I know it's chilly outside and it happens at like 4:30 p.m.
It's not like too bad yet.
It really isn't.
Knock on wood.
Right. Yeah. We say that. We'll see what February brings, but that's okay because that's when it's time to like cuddle up anyway. So
that is right. Well, rolling back on to January events, the next up we've got cooking class at Angelina's on Thursday, January 14th. And that theme is going to be pasta done light, healthy cooking in the new year. So new year, new you people, come on out, get some healthy pasta. Again, that is January 14th. It is a Thursday. And to make a reservation for that one, you will be calling Brooke at 917-573-1613. Or you can shoot her an email at brooke@angelinaspinschool.com. Again, everything is listed on our website.
I was just about to say
at all times. I know phone numbers are long, emails are long, but anytime you have any questions, Taylor and I have pretty simple emails, lauren@goodgrits, taylor@goodgrits. Either way, or check out greatsouthernrestaurants.com. Left-hand side, everything is listed right there for you in order of what's coming up.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. And also, I want to let people know if you have questions, you can call or text right here today, 437-1620. So if you had a specific question or you missed it, of course, check out the website when you're not driving. And you can call or text us when you're not driving if you have a question for the Great Southern Restaurant ladies. Okay, sorry, I jumped in on you, Lauren.
The Grits Girls. No. All the good, all good. That girls. Is what is...
We call ourselves the Grits Girls.
I feel as you need t-shirts. That is
awesome. We did have t-shirts. Do you remember the hot pink ones? We definitely had t-shirts.
back when we're doing cupcake. We'll wear them for pep talk from now.
Yes, yes, please. That would be wonderful.
I do have two. I can bring them.
All right. Now we're talking.
All right, moving on through January. Again, that was cooking class January 14th at Angelina's. That class is done with Chef James and Brooke Parkhurst, our wine director. It's really fun. You get up close and, you know, it's a great experience to watch him cook. He's a really, really good guy to watch cook. He's just his showmanship and the skills he can teach you in the classes. They're really fun. Taylor, do you want to go into your January one?
Yeah. And also, too, off of what Lauren said, he is super interesting to watch because he's obviously very skilled. He's a Food Network chef.
Yes.
So he's a very good teacher.
I love that.
Even though I'm not big into like learning about cooking, I just like eating it. It's still nice to listen to.
Yes, right? It's like, okay, maybe something will stick.
Yeah.
If I keep watching. And I appreciate anything that's going to make pasta good for me. So
right. Yeah. You do get this great little recipe book to take home with you with the ingredients. Everything's there listed out. So if you want to do it at home, if you weren't paying attention, I totally understand. You can make it by yourself at your house.
Right? Try it again. See if you really got the hang of it. Practice, I hear, is good for cooking.
Give it to your partner or your roommate to make for you.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, hint, hint, here you go. Well, I was just thinking, I know some people who love to cook and are really difficult to shop for, and this might be, I know we just came out of the holidays, but like, cool gift.
Very cool.
Gift idea. Like, sorry, I missed your Christmas. That. Here you go.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's an awesome idea.
It is a great gift.
So let's talk about Restaurant Week, our winter Restaurant Week. Have you ever joined us for Restaurant Week?
Maybe? I have, but I have. It's not in the winter typically.
So we have two. We have one in winter and one in summer.
I see.
So you're joining us in the summer.
Yes, I got really excited. I saw the email update. It was like Winter Restaurant Week. Love, love, love.
Yes. So all of the restaurants participate in this, kind of in step with similar events in cities all around the country have some sort of restaurant week. But it's our culinary celebration that offers residents and visitors alike world-class dining at a great value. This is actually our 11th year. And it's kind of an opportunity for our chefs to kind of show their stuff and be really creative. It's like they can go all out. So each restaurant is going to have a 3-course fixed price dinner menu utilizing the best in local and seasonal ingredients. Like I said, showcasing their culinary expertise, and that is $30 per person per restaurant. And obviously we encourage you, if you can, to check out each restaurant because it is the January 25th through the 31st, beginning at 5 p.m. for each restaurant. So I will go over some menu highlights. I won't go over every single thing for every single restaurant, but like Lauren said, it's all on the website if you want to check it out. Some highlights for the Fish House appetizers. We have a crawfish etouffee dip, baked cedar key oysters, some entrees. We have sauteed shrimp and crab pasta, grilled swordfish, chicken Florentine, desserts, my favorite part.
Yes.
Apple pecan babka, flourless chocolate cake, sour orange pie, Jackson, some appetizers. We have slow braised and house smoked pork belly, seafood stew, some entrees are open fired freshest catch, beef tornados, and sea scallop piccata. Yum, that sounds so good.
I love
that. Even at 9 a.m., it sounds so good. Some desserts, we have a triple chocolate tartlet, caramel creme brulee, Miko's butter bundt cake. I'm obsessed with bundt cakes.
Miko's bundt cake.
Miko can do no wrong. And if you already like bundt cakes,
this lemon thing that she makes. Oh.
Above and beyond.
I don't know. Miko came from heaven with her dessert. Seriously, they are so good. But this bundt cake that she makes is amazing. If this is your time to go to Jackson's, it's a good deal and you get a great bundt cake. So come on.
And a great bundt cake.
I mean, I'm sold. I appreciate the bundt cake. I like the desserts that aren't so overly sweet.
And yes, same.
That's like, it's a nice finishing off, balancing out of whatever yummy, savory, flavorful, herbaceous meal you just had. And then you can kind of round it out. And butter bundt cake.
Yes.
I mean, are there more beautiful words? I don't know.
No.
Yeah, I think that lemon. Might be it. I know. Add that Meyer lemon to it. That's what makes it more
beautiful. Maybe just like start your New Year's resolutions if you're trying to avoid that. Maybe just start in like February or
something.
There you
go. February resolutions. Yeah. Or you could share your bite. Like you have a bite.
You can share your bundt cake.
I'll have the rest and that's less than I would have had.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I love that. Five Sisters, some highlights, some appetizers are frog legs.
Ooh. Ooh, real frog legs?
Frog legs.
The real deal. Okay.
The real deal. Blackened oysters. We have sole rolls, some entrees, braised oxtail, crispy crab stuffed chicken breast and Nashville hot chicken thighs.
Oh.
Nashville hot. Oh.
I love everything Nashville hot.
Yes.
Every restaurant week, Billy does Nashville something hot. Nashville hot. And not kidding, guys. I go to restaurant week myself just to get this stuff because he only does it for restaurant week.
Oh, okay. So this is a back by popular demand yes. for limited time oh, only.
Yeah. For both winter and summer restaurant weeks, Billy brings in the Nashville hot chicken and it is so good.
I'm excited that this is in the winter. I don't know how I missed it before, but I'm glad we're talking about it now. So I have a chance. Like, go get warmed up with some Nashville hot.
That's right.
Okay, and now I'll go over Angelina's. Please forgive me. Lauren is always the best, I feel like, at these beautiful Italian words every time.
Oh, girl, you got this.
It sounds like I forget how to communicate when I'm trying to read this. And whenever Lauren is talking about it, she just, like, makes me fall in love with her. She just sounds, like, so...
And it's a love language, right?
It is. When I read it, it is not a love language. So, listeners out there, please forgive me. My Italian is incredibly... rusty. Some appetizers. We have Sicilian orange salad, Venetian chicken soup, spiedini.
Yes.
Did I do it right?
Yes.
Nice.
Spiedini al romana.
Which is fried mozzarella and focaccia skewers.
Oof.
Yum.
Oh, yum.
Oof. Some entrees. We have South Carolina quail a la griglia.
Mm-hmm.
I was practicing out there before we came in here.
Griglia. You know what? I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. It sounds good to me.
So I should just fake it till I make
yes,
it.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Just add like a little with the hand motion in there. No one will ever know.
Sicilian meatloaf, goldfish a la ligure. You like how I'm trying to make it fancy?
I do.
Ligure?
It's working.
And then, of course, the desserts. Like I said, I know I butchered some of those words, but all of this is listed on our website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com. If you look on the left-hand side, it is actually on the very top of the list.
Oh, okay.
The restaurant week with the menu.
There's a little view menus here, and you can see everything on one PDF.
Correct.
Love. And I appreciate what you said, too, about a lot of places do restaurant week.
They do.
And you know, for a little while, I lived in Denver, and it was 5280. Because it's, you know, 5,280 feet above sea level.
Oh, okay.
And that was also the price. So it was $52.80 for the restaurant week. So when you're telling me this is $30, this is $33. I'm like, yes. Okay. I think I'll be stopping by
and
Jackson's.
A little
I think I'll be
insider secret is Wednesdays at Jackson's. If you're trying to figure out which day you want to go to Jackson's, we have a wind down Wednesday at Jackson's where all bottles on our governor's list are half price. So you can get a half price bottle of wine.
All right.
Three-course menu for $33.
Come on now. Like, that's some...
little secret for you.
That's some prices of places, you know, chain restaurant kind of prices.
That's right. Go ahead and make your reservation off of jacksonsrestaurant.com right there, all the way to the right, reservations tab.
And yes. You can make reservations for all of the restaurants through OpenTable. And I always say every single time, it is tailor-proof. If I can do it, anyone can do it. If I can navigate it, anybody can.
That's right. And you don't have to go to opentable.com. You can do it right from our own websites. It takes you to the OpenTable link, and you can click it right through there.
That's nice. So you know you're in the right place.
That's right.
And for restaurant week, are our reservations required?
They're not. They're recommended, though.
Okay. That makes great sense because people are going to be knowing about these awesome deals. So mm-hmm. make sure you save your spot. Make sure you save yes. a seat for yourself. Are there any limitations COVID-wise on like number of party or anything like that? Or is it just business as usual?
We are at 100%. We're following, you know, all the guidelines that are set and sent out to us. But we try as best as we can to still stay safe for everybody. And we're going to continue to maintain the strict standards that are sent out. We try to keep it 15 or less. But if you call in with a 20 top, you may get 10 and 10. You know, next to each other, but there's not really any limitations currently.
Okay, great. That feels good. That yes. feels normal.
You know, we still have masks on.
We have hand sanitizing yes. stations.
There's mm-hmm. still people opening doors for you.
We
so
have
you don't touch the doors.
Right, we have designated employees. Ooh. It is yes. their job to keep the place clean and sanitized.
Love so. That. So you can know going into restaurant week.
Your safety is safe. Our number one priority.
So good.
Always.
Yes.
Well, and so remind me one more time the dates of the Winter Restaurant Week.
Winter Restaurant Week is January 25th through the 31st.
Okay, so it's coming up. We have time. Today's yes. only the 6th.
So all restaurants will be open Monday through Sunday, and Restaurant Week begins at 5 p.m. So where Angelina's and Five Sisters are usually closed Sunday evening, they will be open. So if you are a Sunday Ooh. Diner, You can make a reservation for either of those restaurants because all of us will be open.
Yay. Okay, I'm excited. I'm putting this in my phone.
I see you doing it right now.
It'll be in our show notes, but I'm also putting this in my phone so that I have a reminder, and I'm going to set a reminder a week in advance so I make sure I have a reservation.
Yes, we're going to need a report back next month.
Oh, you know I will. I'll be talking all about my experience at Jackson's, which I'm excited. We were talking the other night how we've been to Jackson's, and it always seems like save it for a special occasion, save it for a special occasion. This sounds like a pretty special occasion.
Oh, yeah.
A good reason to go, and that wind down Wednesday.
Make sure you put it in for Wednesday.
That's the one. That's the 27th, by the way. Maybe I'll see you there if you're listening.
You might.
Making a reservation. Love that. Yeah. Oh, so good. All right, ladies. What else is happening in the great southern world? So grab and go is still happening while it's in my brain because it was happening before and even though the holidays are over, or is that holiday specific?
So packages for holidays are just for holidays. The last one we had was the New Year's grab and go. So
that was
New Year's Eve, you know, with the... We're talking about the dime that you put in or whatever piece of metal.
The tradition.
That you stick in for the tradition.
Yes, right.
But the next one we have coming up is actually a new one. We have added a Super Bowl grab and go pickup.
Oh, fun.
Your face.
I'm so excited.
These faces
so if you don't really like to, or if you're going to have a party, whatever, you've got a bunch of wing options, ribs, and then you can get any sides from our current grab and go list, which is always on the website, and that can be ordered at any time. There's no restrictions for that one. If it's a very large order, we do ask for a 24-hour notice, but everything's listed out. Mac and cheese, everybody loves it from Five Sisters. You can get yourself an entire pan of that for your party.
Oh, that sounds like
or for yourself.
Though, right?
No judgment here.
Please write my name on the top.
That's right. That is right. That's pretty much it for January, but you know, Valentine's Day is right around the corner.
This is your reminder.
Yes. This is your reminder to go ahead and make a reservation before all these guys realize that Valentine's Day is coming up.
That's
all
right.
Restaurants are open.
If you needed a sign, this is it.
This is it. And it is a Sunday this year. Valentine's Day is on a Sunday. All of our restaurants will be open for brunch and dinner on that Sunday. And we are running a Valentine's Day special for each restaurant, and that will be ran through the whole weekend, so Friday to Sunday. If you don't want to do a Sunday, you can come in on a Friday or a Saturday to do the special dinner. And reservations can be made, again, through any of our websites. All the information's listed at greatsouthernrestaurants.com. Left-hand side, feel free to shoot myself or Taylor an email. Lauren at Good Grits. Taylor at Good Grits. Everything. We're here for you. Whatever you need.
I love that
Grits
it's happening.
Grits girls are here for you.
Grits girls are here. And I like that it's happening the whole weekend because the 14th Sunday is Valentine's. That means the 13th Saturday is Galentine's.
That's right.
So you could go get that special dinner with your lady pals, get your girl gang, your,
yes,
your
you
Grits
can.
Gals together. And
your Grits gals. Oh, yeah.
Participate that way too. So much good stuff happening. Y'all have the best specials, my favorite places to go. And I love when we get together to like regroup and chat about what's coming up because it does help me make plans. Meal prep and planning is one of my things. I know that means you're supposed to be doing it at home, but this is part of that.
Exactly.
This counts.
Right now.
In the last couple minutes here, ladies, anything else that people just need to know?
It is Wind Down Wednesday at Jackson Steakhouse today, and it is also Wing Wednesday at Five Sisters. So if you need something to do tonight, Five Sisters or Jackson's, we've got a special for you.
And so what, will you remind me about the wings?
Yes, it is 50 cent wings.
50 cent
And there wings. Are a couple different flavors you can choose from. There's Cajun, there's garlic butter, hot, mild, buffalo, whatever your fancy is, I guarantee you we have it. Our ranch is delicious. Our blue cheese is delicious. Whatever you want to do there to dip it in. But you can come in, you can walk in, or you can make a reservation.
Okay.
Either way.
Does it start at a particular time?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock?
It starts
that's early.
4 o'clock. Okay. So if you're an early bird, you want to get some wings early, you are welcome to come in at 4 and start getting some wings for 50 cents.
So exciting. Okay, so we got Wind Down Wednesday. We've got Wing Wednesday at Five Sisters. Wind Down Wednesday is at Jackson's. Wing Wednesday is at Five Sisters.
Yes.
And Restaurant Week coming up. Okay, besides the Nashville Hot, is there anything else special to Restaurant Week that y'all are just like, can't wait?
I'm lucky, I feel like. This is like the perk of my job. It's like right before, obviously, we go in and take pictures and the chefs prepare it for servers to taste. And that's like my moment when I get into like, I'm there. I'm there early. I'm ready to taste it. But I am I want to taste a frog leg.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I've never had one.
I'm going for the Nashville hot guys.
That's it. And Great Southern Restaurants or GreatSouthern.com.
Great Southern Restaurants.
GreatSouthernRestaurants.com. That's it. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thanks for joining me.